I just Google everything. I look for a list of the working songs, and that's the list I came up with. It's on the internet. So I said, okay, fine.
How long have you been radio? How long have you been doing radio, man?
Well, if you want to count college, since 1978.
Yeah, you sound like somebody who's been around, and you sound like somebody who knows what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, happy Labor Day. Hope you're doing good.
Yeah, doing good. Hanging out, working, doing this stuff.
You okay through this pandemic? You and your family okay?
Oh, I have no family except for my sister. She's not doing okay. She's actually in surgery right now in the hospital. She's having problems with her kidney and stuff like that. She's on dialysis.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Best of luck to her.
Yes.
What's up with your show today? You've got a show on today. Tell us what time it is. And didn't I see where you have like a special going on today? You've got something specific?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have the working songs from 3 to 4. And then on CyberStorm Radio, Steve West is joining the airwaves tonight at 8 p.m. to play a mix of both the new rock and alternative rock. So we're all around the, on different radio stations.
Yeah, you, now you also do Hit Oldies 2, which is a little different. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, we, on the Hit Oldies 2, it's simulcasted. So whatever CyberStorm Radio is playing, it goes on Hit Oldies 2, which is all the new rock. I mean, play all the newest rock first. I get the stuff. I play it. It goes on the air. And it's nothing but new. You can't hear anything 3 years ago. It's only the new tracks from the artist, the latest ones. And that's what we do. You also want to know I have celebrity interviews, too.
That's pretty cool. And, of course, Hit Oldies 2 is tailored for Boston as well.
Right.
You do a really wonderful job, Al, and thanks for joining me this morning. I really, really appreciate it. Best of luck to you moving forward. And personally, I promise I'm going to be listening quite a lot.
All right, cool. I listen to you too. You sound great as well.
Al, thank you, buddy. Be careful. You're driving right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Morris Plains, New Jersey.
All right. Will you please keep your eyes on the road, please?
I am. It's on speakerphone, and the phone is on my lap.
Hang in there. Hey, one last word, Al. Say hi. Say hi to everyone listening, all three listeners. As you know, three's a crowd.
I didn't even know this was being recorded for air, so or whatever. So happy Memorial Day to all the listeners of Hit Oldies 1 and Hit Oldies 2.
Alcacha, you're the man, brother.
I mean, happy Labor Day. I said Memorial Day. I wish it was Memorial Day. Happy Labor Day.
Well, you know,
the summer flies by so fast.
You got that right. Boy, the summer window has closed real fast, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Hey, thank you, and take care, Alan. Thank you for being on, and have a good one, okay?
You too. Thanks for calling.
Salut. Bye.
Is Hit Oldies.
You guys have the best show.
This is Hit Oldies. This is Hit Oldies. This is Hit Oldies.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand, it'll be
Oldies, goddamn it. In life, there are winners and losers. Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds certainly had a win with this back in 75. Man, wouldn't you know it? It's Labor Day and I'm working. Boston Labor Day weather, sunny, high of 79. Clear tonight, low 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 82. High in the lower 80s with sunshine on Wednesday. 70 under sunshine now. HitOldies.net with the music of Roxette, 1989. I know this. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. It's 10:52. This is hitoldies.net Labor Day. And a conversation with Ted Silver just a few moments after Shalimar. Hitoldies.net. Shalimar gives bed and breakfast a whole new meaning, doesn't it? It's dancing in the sheets. Good morning. How are you? It's 10:56 now. Let's call Ted Silver up in Ottawa, Ontario. Hoping that he's there and just find out how he's doing.
I saw a private number and I was afraid it was Isaac. Anyway.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. So you're listening this morning?
Yes, sir. You're sounding great. Loving the music.
Oh, you're so nice to me. Who do I make the check out to again?
Al Conchi wants you to send him the check. Yeah, I don't know. Sure. He was driving in the car there, and, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
So those folks who are listening, they may not realize, but Daniel is the hardest working man on radio. And this being Labor Day, the fact he's actually on the air tells you everything you need to know. But a lot of people don't know. But you let me go with this, Daniel, okay? Because I did a lot of research. So a lot of people don't know that before getting into radio, Daniel tried his hand at many different things. This being Labor Day, I thought we'd talk about some of your other jobs. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, your first job, Daniel, as you remember, was in an orange juice factory, but you couldn't concentrate.
Oh,
so
here we go.
To work in the woods as a lumberjack, but you couldn't hack it.
Buddy Hackett, right?
After that, you tried working in a donut shop, but you got tired of the whole business. Then you manufactured calendars, but your days were numbered. You tried to be a tailor, but you weren't suited for that. And you took a job as an upholsterer, but you never recovered. So then you ended up in radio. So there you go.
Did
a lot of research.
Do you pay for that stuff?
No, I Google it.
I like the one I had about you last week.
All of this. Yeah.
Yeah, I had the I had a good one I thought about you last week. The back to school thing where you used to be in biology class and you dissect the least popular student.
It's awfully messy though.
Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, I forgot when you used to work in a car muffler factory, but it was exhausting. Okay.
Brother. So look, you're in Ottawa. How's the weather in Ottawa?
It's gray, but it was raining. But other than that, it's okay. Could be a lot worse. I saw a picture that you posted on Facebook where you're sitting around a campfire and you have leaves on the ground and everything. So in the Eastern Townships, which is famous.
All right. Well, here's
for great leaves and all of that stuff. So
here's the truth about that. That's a picture from last year.
You could have lied.
Well, I lie in everything else. So look, you do the Saturday night show from 8 to 10. That's Hitoldies Saturday night. A little bit different from what everybody else does. Can you sort of talk about that?
I guess it is a little bit different. It's a little older. I'm a little more 60s and 70s and some 80s. I know that Kid Oldies generally prides itself on five decades, or basically from the 60s through to the early 2000s. I might sneak the odd 2000 song in, depending if it fits, but, you know, I'm old, so I got to play the music that I know, so...
I think it's important. Yeah, it's important to say that Ted is a huge Beatle and Rolling Stones fan.
Yeah, well, British Invasion, that was my era. And so I'm a little slightly older than you guys, because you guys were in short pants or diapers or maybe non-existent back during those days. But I was around, so, you know.
All right.
I like to play that.
Here's the question. What's your favorite group, Beatles or Stones?
That's not fair. Because they're two different entities and they're both great. But I would probably say the Stones.
I thought you were going to say, I would have been shocked if you would have said otherwise.
But I love the Beatles. And if, you know, unfortunately, this would never happen now. But if I've said this before, if I was walking down the street and the Beatles were playing live on this side and the Stones on that side, I'd be really hard pressed. I'd probably go to the Beatles because I've seen the Stones many times, but I've never seen the Beatles. I've seen Ringo separately, and I've seen Paul McCartney a few times, as you have, but I've never seen the Beatles. So I guess I would have to go that way.
All right, for those of you who don't know who Ted is, he's been a program director forever and a day, and he's still a program director in Ottawa for a radio station there. And Ted is responsible for me being in radio.
Oh, no. Why do I have to take the hit for this? You know? It was Isaac Shane.
Well, that's true. Well, he does have certainly something to do with that. But you hired me. And then tell the story about not only did you hire me, but you fired me like four or five times. I am the Billy Martin of your radio world.
Was it only four or five times? There are many other times I wanted to, and I guess I'm getting them mixed up. Anyway, and you know what? If this keeps on, Steve's going to fire both of us.
You know that, let me get back to you with a 10-page report in the morning on that, okay?
Okay.
I am going to be calling Steve. I do intend on calling Steve within like 15 minutes, so let's see what happens. Do you remember last time I tried calling Steve? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't remember what happened, but there was quite a mix-up. Either you were getting his answering, his messages or something, right? What happened?
And so I kept calling him, and somehow there was a diversion, and I never got through to Steve, but got through to a host of other people who didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Well, that sounds like Steve.
So we'll see how that goes. I'm
okay.
I'm a little anxious when it comes to calling him within a couple of minutes, but we'll see.
By the way, Steve, if you're listening, I was only kidding. I like my job. Thank you.
Ted, thank you for this.
Great. Thank you. Have fun and happy Labor Day.
You've got it on hitoldies.net. Daniel here on a Labor Day Monday. Your New England weather forecast in just a few moments. And the thing I've been dreading all morning, the call to Steve West in moments after Brian Ferry and Roxy Music.
Yesterday, well, it seems so cool.
Roxy Music from Manifesto and Dance Away. On Labor Day, it's hitoldies.net. That's where you've got it on right now. Of course, it's hitoldies.net. What'd you expect? Television with no pictures? Boston Labor Day weather, sunny, high of 79, clear tonight, low of 63. Tuesday, mainly sunny, high of 82. Clouds on Wednesday, high, lower 80s. You're looking at 73 now. Well, this is it. Last time, a couple of weeks ago, I tried to call Steve and got a bunch of things I could not put my hands on. It seems that my system is incompatible with Steve's phone system, but what the heck? Being a glutton for punishment, I've decided to go ahead and call him anyway. So here we are at 11:16 Labor Day 2020. And we're going to do everything we can to talk to Program Director for Hit Oldies, Steve West. Here we go. Phone is ringing. It's one ringy dingy.
Oh, do-do-do-do. Have somebody on the phone here.
I cannot. Hello? Is this who I think it is?
You've reached, have you renewed your car insurance lately?
Holy mackerel, we did it.
Car warranty. By the way, you're fired. You didn't pull the top of the hour ID.
I just want you to know that Ted has been behind the whole programming effort this morning. I have nothing to do with anything.
I knew it.
Hey, you.
Yes, sir.
You are the guy behind airchecks.com. You are the guy behind hitoldies.net. You are the guy behind hitoldies2.
I'm also behind my wife. She's the leader of all this, you know.
And I'd like to say, let's call it the way it's supposed to. You're really secondary through this whole effort. Let's say hi to Nancy.
She's not on speakerphone, but Daniel says hello. She waved. That's a good thing.
Well, that's a good thing. So,
much shy, you have to understand.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. I see you have leaves on the ground up there, but then Ted and you, yeah, you gave him the explanation. It was last year's phone.
Yeah.
I haven't been back to look at your... I responded, and I didn't get a chance to look at it again, so you probably told me, oh, that was last year.
What did you say? Steve,
all is green here.
Steve, Facebook is a lot like radio. It's all illusion.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
Can't believe anything you read on Facebook.
There you go. Hey, been wanting to talk to you for a little bit about hitoldies.net. There are two iterations. Well, you know, and there's there's the 60s through the zeros, and there's the Hit Oldies 2, which is mostly solid rock programmed for the Boston region. Can you tell us what the idea behind restarting Hit Oldies was all about?
Oh, my. That's quite a story. You sure you want me to tell that?
Well, can you give us the lighter version? Something, say, for example, a little less than 3 hours?
Probably less than that. If you really want the story. As you guys know, in 2017, we were all doing our thing through the summer. And then the stream went away in September. And basically what happened was, Mike Robb was our program director, our leader, our cheerleader, and everything. And he had hit on running
Steve,
off of a laptop.
And Steve, I might add, a damn good man, too.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. One of my dearest friends. And anyway, so his laptop died in 2017. And unbeknownst to all of us, me included, I knew he had some health issue come up. And there's a whole thing behind that I don't want to get into. I mean, I know all the backstory now. But Mike was ill for the next 2.5, almost 3 years. And sadly, he passed about a year ago, last week of April.
Yeah.
And I know because he had texted me the night before and said, hey, there's an opening at WICC. Did you call whatever his name is? I still have that text. I tried to call him the next day, and I got no answer for days. And then the news came up, Mike passed. And we were all shocked about that. And some of our group had asked, at that time, what's going to happen? You want me to start hit all these? One of them said, and I was like, no, out of respect for Mike, let's keep it on the lowdown. But a year passed, and after a year, I figured, everybody really wants to come back. And Hit Oldies as you well know, all of us here at Hit Oldies are very close. This is like a family. And I think everybody else, missed the family. And so the decision was made after I just talked to a few people, let's bring it back. So, hey, I got all the equipment I can do. At the time, I had two computers. Now I have one. I'm going to fix that next month. But we restarted the final weekend, the 29th of February. That was our first official day. And that's how I knew, because it was leap year. We started on the 29th of February, official launch March 1st, but that doesn't really matter. And so we've been going since March 1st. And everybody just sounds better and better every week. And that's that. That's the short story.
Yep. And, man, Mike's passing still hurts.
It really does.
Everything we do here has Mike in mind, man.
That's why the whole station and the website is dedicated to Mike. It's the Mike Robb Memorial Station. And we don't say that on the air, but it's there. There's a post at the end that anybody that sees goes to the site can see. So,
and he was a talented brother too. Just a talented programmer, great radio announcer.
I worked for him a couple of times. So the last gig I was with, as a matter of fact, just before Hitoldies went away, I was working with him on a project to resurrect 1400 WSTC, and we did a classic hits format for, I don't know, 3-4 months
yep.
before that ended under different circumstances that we won't get into.
Yep.
But, anyway.
Just to change the pace real quick, tell us about the rest of the schedule for this afternoon, Steve.
Well, we have a lot going on. When you get done, we're going to replay Bob Gilmore's show from... he went up to Maine, and he was on 1470 WLAM. Now, 1470 WLAM was a heritage top 40 station in the Lewiston-Auburn market.
Lewiston-Auburn, right.
And... oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are air checks out there of that station. It's just a great. Like most AM stations, sometime around the late 80s, they switched to nostalgia. Then eventually they went to talk and, you know, how most AMs go. But since they get an FM translator this year on 97, I think it is, 97.1, 97.3, it says it on the air check. They've returned to the oldies classic hits format of some sort. And I don't know if this kicked it off or if, but this is their 73rd anniversary. And so Bob got with the engineer, Bob Perry, and the owner, Bob Bittner, who also owns WJIB 740 in Cambridge, Mass. And they said, yeah, we would love to do an anniversary broadcast. Bob's an engineer by trade, and he knows everybody in the business, especially those two. So that's how this came about. It's really all Bob's doing. And, of course, using our format and our talent, and there may be more. And there may be opportunities. So we'll just leave it at that. Anyway, that's going to be from 12 till 3, 3 o'clock. Al Kotze is on. Al Kotze, as you know, has so much going on in his life, but he does a really good show. And if you listen, he's got a Labor Day show from 3 to 4. 4 o'clock, it's that thing with Rich Appel, the replay. But Rich knows, and then he publicizes that. So we get a bump in listeners through that. And after that, at 7 o'clock, Brett is going to come along and do his show. And I think we're going to do Austin tonight because Austin kind of got a short trip, as we say, because of everything else that we've been doing programming-wise this weekend. So let's let Austin get in and do his show tonight. And that'll round out our evening tonight. So happy, I was going to say happy 4th of July, but we've run out of summer, so I guess, yeah. I guess it's Labor Day.
I got to tell you, that is a phenomenal lineup. And the other thing, just two more things I need to talk to you about before we go here. The first is that hitoldies.net does not have any voice tracking per se. We're all live every weekend.
Yeah, we are. I mean, I think that's the draw. And I'm not patting myself on the back for this. I am giving accolades to all of you because I really think that what we do here at Hit Oldies outperforms anything over-the-air radio is doing right now. Way outperforms. I mean, if you want to experience radio like it was in the 70s and 80s, you know, music radio, WABC or NBC, WLS, I like to think of Hit Oldies as an updated version of WLS's Rock 40 format that they had from about 79 up to about 1982, only with a wider base of music. I mean, you know, if I were to pattern, if that was what I had in mind when I rebuilt the format away from the Beatles and Beach Boys, which all, by the way, is good music. I have to side with Ted on that. And it's all great music. However, and no offense to Ted Silver, who is the programming master, I can only hope to do what he does. But at some point, we have to move forward. So we try to touch base and keep in touch with the 60s, but we have to also move forward. And 10 years from now, we'll be playing the 2010s. So Assuming we're on the web, maybe we'll be on some other platform. Who knows? Maybe Starship Enterprise will come, and they'll rebroadcast us.
Yeah, that's one of the big things that we've got is we've got definite variety. Last thing I wanted to tell you or talk to you about, Steve, is, of course, it's airchecks.com. It is the Museum of Broadcasting on the net, and it's something I go to almost every day. Tell us about that, how that's going and how your financing for it as well is advancing and what people that are listening can do to help you out financially.
I'm making about 5 cents a week. Google that. We're not making money to speak of. Ad revenue to pay the bills doesn't cover it. I make about $100 every 2 months. Seriously, that's truth be known. So there's no revenue. It's there because I love it, and everybody that goes there loves it. We do have an audience in the 100,000 mark per week, so there certainly is the traffic volume.
And
we have it.
And it's a treasure, man. It is a treasure, and if you like anything about radio, you have to go to airchecks.com. Or is it airchecks.net?
So make sure you tell everybody so that they'll come.
Yeah.
Listen, I got one question for you.
Go.
Because you and Ted did not actually answer it. How did Isaac get you on CKTS?
I literally, I was 15 or 16 and forced myself through the door. And he just, one night, he was kind enough to let me look at what he did, and I just fell in love with the whole entire format and way of doing things, and I just needed to become an Isaac Shane too.
Nobody can be Isaac Shane.
No, that's for sure. But
wait a minute. How come you haven't called Isaac Shane? I know that right now it's,
well, he's in San Diego, and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, Steve.
That never stopped anybody. Wait a minute. Isaac plays his disco when he comes. I played a disco song for him yesterday.
Hey, Steve, final words. Say hello to everyone. Happy Labor Day and all that good stuff.
I don't have anybody in particular I want to say hi to. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for being on the station. It means more to me than you guys could imagine that our little station, it's just a family, and we enjoy it. And I know we don't have a heck of a lot of listeners, but, you know, that might change at some point. I have evil plans, but they probably won't bring listeners in on the website. But on the other hand, you might be interested to know that we're on 105.1 in a little town that I can't bring it up while I have you on the phone, but it's in Illinois. An 800-watt FM station up on top of a water tower in a cornfield.
Well, that's how Ted Baxter got started, you know. A little 800-watt station.
Yeah. What's the guy? Who's the guy that did Radio Luxembourg started on one of them? No, that was the ship at sea.
Yeah,
I've
something
been waiting
like
for
that.
My ship to come in forever.
Steve West, thank you so much. Keep on doing what you're doing. Congratulations for all your work. We'll be talking soon.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. And just enjoy the day. And just have a great rest of your show. I've eaten up a quarter of it. So there you go.
Take care, buddy.
Take care, bro. See you. Bye-bye.
It's 11:37, Rod Stewart.
Your home for autumn gold is Hit Oldies. School's open, so turn us on. 5 decades of fall fun, all on one station.
Yeah.
This is Hit Oldies. Available online at hitoldies.net, on Twitter at hitoldies1, and on facebook.com/hitoldies. Now, more of the greatest hits of five decades.
The Great Entertainer.